This is HPR episode 2142 entitled Book Reviews. It is hosted by M1RR0R5H4D35 and is about 16 minutes long. The summary is, I take a brief look at two books others may find of interest.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello world, it's Mirror Shades here again. So, today I'm going to do another book review. And this book isn't as common a title that you hear about. It's an interesting book, even if it's not, it doesn't talk anything really about the technical side of hacking. So if that's something you're looking for, this isn't a book for you. But it is an interesting book to pick up. You know, I bought it used. I think you can find this on Amazon pretty cheap. I actually think I only gave a penny plus shipping for this book. So it's called Hacker Culture. It's by Douglas Thomas, and it's an older book. It actually came out in 2002. And what the book covers is mainly hacker culture and computer culture of that time, and he covers a lot of the stuff from the 90s and kind of how it came from the hacker culture of the 80s and the 70s. And some of you probably just aren't, you know, it's not going to be of any interest to you whatsoever, but I find that stuff fascinating. I like reading about it. I like reading about the the history of modern computing and hacker culture, particularly of the 90s. I grew up in the 80s and the early 90s, so it made it a lot more fun because I this wasn't the kind of thing I had access to back in the day. So getting to read about it now is pretty cool. It's some of the book, if you actually pick it up and read it, then some of it is really interesting, and then there's a couple of sections which will, I don't know, it'll kind of drone on a little bit. He tries to, this really reads like somebody's dissertation or something, you know, like this started out as like a college paper or study and something, and but the author, you could tell he at least had some passion for his subject matter, so it's not like it's just a big boring dry document. So real quickly, I'm gonna read you the contents here just so you have an idea of what's in it. There's part one, the evolution of the hacker, and that's divided up into subsections: hacking culture, hacking as the performance of technology, reading the Hacker Manifesto, and then hacking in the 1990s. Those are pretty straightforward. The second section where he talks about reading the Hacker Manifesto, he kind of breaks it down from, I don't know if it's a psychological or maybe sociological, some of the implications there. Then part two, it's hacking representation, and the first chapter is representing hacker culture, reading FRAC, and if you might be too young now to know what FRAC was. FRAC was like a kind of like, I don't know, an electronic magazine sort of, if you think about it like that. They published articles, but they were essentially like ASCII text, if I'm not mistaken, and you had to actually dial into their like BBS or whatever to get it. But they were circulated back in the day. And then when the internet got bigger, I think maybe they had a website you could download them from. I don't remember it, but it is a very interesting read. And then the next chapter is Not Hacker Subculture Style and Media Incorporation. And then part three is Hacking Law, Technology and Punishment, the judicial construction of the hacker. And then there's an epilogue that's actually written by Kevin Mitnick and Chris Lamprecht. I hope I said his name right. So the book, let's see. It's like I said, it came out in 2002. It is a little bit dated. If you like stuff from that period, or if you want to know about that culture from that time period, it is a very interesting read because it does capture sort of the essence of, I mean, let's face it, these were a lot of teenagers and young, like early 20s guys who were into this stuff back in the day. So it does capture that really well. Like I said, there are a few parts where the author kind of he starts to drone on a little bit. He gets a little wordy, but over, I mean, it's worth the price, obviously. I mean, if this book was a penny plus shipping, I think, so overall it cost me $4. And it was fun to read. It's not a technical book. So you're not gonna, learn how to hack or anything like that. It's not that kind of a book. But I think it was worth checking out. They sell it on Amazon. I'm not sure about other resellers. But yeah, anyway, so I'm actually gonna do a second book today too. Just because I don't want this episode to be completely crazy short. So the next book I want to talk about, it is a little more technical. And this book is called A History of Modern Computing, and it's by Paul E. I'm going to try to say his name, Ceruzzi. It's spelled Ceruzzi. So if you're looking for it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble or whatever, it's actually put out by MIT Press. And if you have any real interest at all in computers and where they came from and how they got to be where they're at today, I would highly recommend this book. I haven't read it recently. I'm looking forward to reading it again. I read it once some years ago when I was in college the first time, and I actually had a PDF of it, but I liked it so well that I bought a hard copy. Well, I said it is hard copy, but it's a softback book. I'm not totally sure if they released this in hardback. Now, the other book, Hacker Culture, the copy I got's hardback. So if that's something that, some people are very particular about that. Some people only like to buy hardbacks because they like them on their shelves or whatever. I don't know, whatever your preference is, but my copy of this book is paperback. But it's a really, really good book. Like I said, it's from the MIT Press, and this book starts with Charles Babbage and goes all the way up to, I don't remember where it stops. I know this book is a little dated now. Let me see if I can locate the, looks like the one I've got is the first edition from 2000. I think it's been reprinted since then. So I think it goes up, this copy probably goes up to there. Goes all the way up to 2000. And I do believe there's a newer version that goes a little further. But it's really, really great. It talks about not just computers as we know them, but like mechanical computers and adding machines and like tabulation machines. I mean, it spends a lot of time in the excuse me, the mainframe era, and there is so much of the mainframe era that I just did not know, and some of it was really fascinating to read about. So just real quick, I'm going to go over the table of contents in this book. There's an introduction defining computer, and then chapter one is the advent of commercial computing, 1945 to 1956. Chapter two's computing comes of age, 56 through 64. Chapter three, the early history of software, 52 to 68. And that's 1952 to 1968. I'm sorry if I'm not being. Those aren't page numbers, those are years. Chapter 4 is from mainframe to mini computer, 1959 to 1969. And then chapter 5 is the go-go years and the System 360, that's 1961 through 1975. Chapter 6 is the chip and its impact, 1965 to 1975. And chapter 7 is the personal computer, 1972 through 1977. Chapter 8's Augmenting Human Intellect, 1975 through 1985. And then Chapter 9's Workstations, Unix, and the Net, 1981 through 1995. And then there's a conclusion, the digitization of the world picture. It's a little over 300 pages. Like I said, I think the one I read that I had the PDF of was actually a newer printing of this or something, because I seem to recall there was a little bit, I think it went a little bit more into modern times than just the year 2000. But it is absolutely, if you are interested at all in computer history, this is I can't recommend this book enough. This is the one to get, because it is very it's very factual, but it's not dry. You know, it wasn't boring. It was actually a lot of fun to read this book. I don't know, maybe I'm just more of a hardcore nerd or something, because I'm sure some people would find this book very boring, but it's very thorough as well. There's you know, it talks about a lot of the different manufacturers of mainframes. I did not know that back in the day Honeywell made mainframes. And there was a mainframe manufacturer right here in Kentucky, actually in Louisville. Didn't know that. There's a lot of great information in this. It's not, again, this isn't the kind of book that you buy to learn how computers work. It is, to a certain extent, there is some technical stuff in here. I don't think there's anything in here that the average reader with an interest in computers couldn't figure out. I don't think there's anything super duper technical. It is mostly a history. But it's like I said, I can't recommend this book enough. It's again, this is another cheap book too. If you go on Amazon and you look for the used copies, I don't think I paid very much for this. I think I might have paid less than $1 for this, not including shipping. So with shipping, it was maybe $4 or $5. Both of these books are really good. If you were just going to buy one, I would probably buy History of Modern Computing. Hacker Culture is it's an okay book. It's not quite as fun to read as some of the other books, and I might review later. I would say if you were wanting to read something that was sort of 90s-ish, well, really it was more 80s-ish. The book The Cuckoo's Egg, if you've never read that, that's by Clifford Stahl. That's a really good read. I have a couple other books that hopefully in the future I can do some reviews of. I have what is it? I think I have a book called Cyberpunk, which I believe that's Katie Hefner and John Markoff. There's a lot of that book's a little controversial though. A lot of people said that book was one-sided, so I don't know. I'll read it and let you know what I think. It probably is. It never really, it didn't do very well. I don't think sales-wise. I have a I actually have the book that I took my handle from, Mirror Shades, which is a cyberpunk anthology by Bruce Sterling, or it's edited by Bruce Sterling. I may do a review of that later down the road. A couple other books I'm looking at reading, I haven't gotten the chance to read. I don't have a whole lot of time right now to sit and get to read anything, but hopefully soon I'll be able to pick up a couple of these titles and do some reviews, or if any of you out there have already read them and would like that would be great. I would like to hear other people's opinions on them. A couple of books that I've got lined up here soon I want to read are The Soul of a New Machine by Tracy Kidder, and Turing's Cathedral by George Dyson. Well, there's a book I have read. I'm not going to review that this episode, but there's a book, Little Brother by Cory Doctorow. I never actually, this just sounds bad, I've never heard of Cory Doctorow before I found that book. And he actually, and I'm sure many of you are already familiar with him, but he makes all of his books free to download on his personal homepage. Now they're just they're simple files. Just simple ebooks. I think some of them may even be plain text, but I downloaded it from his website, and it was such a fun book to read that I did buy a hardback copy of it for the bookshelf. I might talk about that one later. That was a pretty fun book to read. So if any of you have already read those, I would love, or have an opinion about these two books. Maybe you've read them. Maybe you like them, you don't like them. Leave a comment, and I will talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.